We are racing at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club on a soft six. The rail is out six between the 1400 and a winning post, and out three for the remainder. John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Typical winter's day in Wagga here today. A soft six, mate. Rails out 6 metres, as you say. Some of them are pretty tough, particularly the sprint race and the last, but I think we've got a couple for the punters today, mate.
Well, John, let's take a look at the first. It's the Class Harvest Centre Wagga Wagga Maiden, and 1,400 metres the distance. The scratchings here are 6, Share the Blame, 14, The Anarchist, 16, Haley Storm, and 18, Ticking Over. And with the tab fixed, number 2, Allied Forces is the favourite at 280, ahead of 5, Rugged Roy at $3.70. Your next best would be 9, Jukebox George, which is $8.50. And even number 3, Gotta Want It, that's well in the market too, John, at $5. So they make up those in single figures. Allied Forces the favourite.
I thought it was the best bet of the day, Simon. We'll get stuck straight in here. 2.538. This was a fabulous run. Second run for Chris Abel, I think it was. Not a singled out horse. It got back a mile, and I think there was a fair bit of depth in that maiden. And the way this finished off was terrific. You'd think that the extra 100 metres is going to play right into its hands. And, mate, it's going to take some beating here. It's drawn okay for how it likes to run as well. So I'll go with it to get a little bit of room and run over them. Look, Rugged Roy, I don't think Cora was really his cup of tea there. He got a mile back in the race and just couldn't make up the ground. He had to try and get round them, Jake Duffy. This will be more his cup of tea, Wagga today. The Ballarat run and the Packham prior to his last defeat as a favourite were both very good. So he's a second pick. Look, gotta want it. She will certainly improve. I just don't think she was at home on the heavy. She didn't begin that well either at Albury. The debut effort was terrific, and she gets the blinkers on today. So they mean a bit of business out to 1,400 metres on a firmer track. She'll be there. And best of the rest, I thought, was probably 8, which is Bonza Lady, an improved effort last run. And she's going to be in the exotic. So 2 are special, 5, 3, and 8, Simon.
So 2 a good thing in the first over 5, 3, and 8. Race 2, John, is a heat for the Wagga Stayers. And 2,000 metres the distance. Scratching is number 10, Kurgan. And the market's got 1, Dream Builder, $2.30. 7, Biodynamic, $4.80. 2, Baby Jack, 3, Gentleman Max, both at $5.50. And 9, Bocane, $8.50. So shorty here, Dream Builder, John, at $2.30.
Look, I went with it too, Simon. He likes it here, Dream Builder. 1, 2, 7, and 9. Look, he wasn't disgraced on the Acton, but he just couldn't pick up under the 62 there. Look, he's been good every run here. Well, 2 wins and a second from 3 tries at this track and trip and gate to Blake McDougall for Matt Dale. He's on top for sure. Baby Jack will give him a good run for his money, though. He gets back in his races, this horse. But, well, he has done his last 2. Last time here at Wagga over the 2,000, he was pretty handy behind Balmaceda. Swan Hill, he just got too far out of it there. But, look, he'll run well again here. He usually does. He likes Wagga. 7, Biodynamic, with little Angela Cooper having a first race ride, Simon. A big thrill for her. And she'll have a chance on this with the 4 off. It gets in really well at the weight. And the last one was okay behind Jetta ahead of. So it's going to get the right run to boot. And 9, Bocane, never without some type of claims, was okay in the mile and a half last time. It could run well down in the weights also. Look, I've left Maxie out of it. He'd be a chance. There's a few chances outside of them. It does like the track and trip, Dream Builder. 1, 2, 7, 9, Simon.
So 1, 2, 7, 9 there, numbers in the second. The third is the Advanced Communications Riverina, 2-year-old, and 1,200. The distance, scratchings are 8, River Charge, and 9, Any Loose Change. 1 out of reach for Kurt Goldman is $2.15. 3, Torsina is $3.80. 10, Lady Loire is $6. And your next best would be 5, Cape Cluster, which is 11. So $2.15 for the toppy out of reach.
Yeah, well, it just ran him into the ground at Goulburn. I've got to go with it again. Even with the gate, I don't see it as a huge disadvantage. 1, 3, 2, 10, out of reach. Seems to have come back really well. Both runs have been beauties. And I don't want to tip around it. Your Song should be pretty handy in these grounds. She's been placed on the 5 previously, so expect she's going to take some beating. Torsina, back to the scene of the crime. This was very good when it won here before a spell and resuming. It's had a trial, got a good gait. It's not without a good chance. 2, Tis Warbro, comes back to a 1200 here. Led up the other day behind Galaxy. It's going to run well for sure. And 10, Lady Loire is the interesting one, a debutante from the Hayes Davenport Yard, and not a single doubt, has trialled quite well. But look, I don't think the 1200 is going to worry it out of reach. 1, 3, 2 and 10, Simon.
So 1, 3, 2, 10 there, race 2. The fourth event is the Active Foot Clinic Benchmark 58, which is over 1200. And the one scratching is 13, Never Tempted. And with the market on the first leg at Aquati, John, the favourite is number one, Me Cabo, which is $3.30. Two Real Key is $4.60. Three Made in Milan, $4.80. Seven Nordic Noir, $8. Four Canny Roll at $9. So they're the single-digit runners there. Me Cabo, the top of them at $3.30.
Yeah, not much between a few of these, Simon. I went 2, 1, 3, and 8. I thought Real Key could go well here. I don't really know if the Riverside suited him that well. He on his home track, on the big track now, look, I think he can roll forward and put himself right into the hunt. A very, very fit horse. I thought he's not without a good chance against these horses here. Obviously, Me Cabo is the one down from Caulfield for Nick Ryan, and probably didn't get through the heavy at Maui last time, but the earlier form, particularly those Wang runs, have been pretty handy. First go the clockwise, but he's on a beautiful big track and well-placed. Three Made of Milan could certainly be the improver. She hasn't had much go away in both runs since she's joined Mitch Beer's yard. A bit better drawn today, and look, she's going to run well for sure. And 8, I threw in to the exotics, Rocky High only for the first four takers. But look, not much separates those top three there. 2, 1, 3, 8 for me, Simon.
So 2, 1, 3, 8 there in race 4 over to race 5, which is the Winter Sprint. It's 1,000 metres in distance. Scratchings are 5, You Know Best, and 9, Logan River. And the market here, John, we've got your favourite at 3.40, which is number 7, La La Loopsy. 12, Sinise is $3.80. 11 Rabans, $6, and 3 Gadfly is $7.50.
Look, very good sprint. These opens they put on here at Wagga are always crackers, and there's a number of chances in this. I went down the bottom, 12, 11, 7, and 4. Sunny, with look, down there on the bottom weight, she's got a nice gait. Look, send her back to the trials, which I don't mind the look of. She won last time on a soft. I know it was an easier grade, but with that weight advantage, I think she's going to get the right run, and she'll be very hard to stop here. 11 Rabans, he's terrific here at Wagga. He loves the 1,000. He's always around the mark. He had a recent trial at Kembla Grange, which he won. But he's got that inside gate, which will probably cut him a few corners, but he will get back. He'll just need a little bit of room in the straight. But Shawnee Geimer in great form at the moment. Look, La La Loops is the key. Very, very well performed. First up for a long, long time, Simon. But Joey Curran, he's a pretty clever man with a horse and trialled quite well at Wellington recently. So certainly if she's ready enough, she's going to be well in here. And 4, My Maha will get back and finish off. Very good race. So hopefully the winner's in those tips there. 12, 11, 7, 4, Simon.
So 12, 11, 7, 4 in the sprint to race 6, which is a class 2 over 1,300. Scratchings here at 2, Bomb Diggity, 4, Future Dreams, 8, Rosie Dawn, 9, Serious Doubts. So they're the scratchings. And on the third leg of the quaddy, let's take a look at the market here, John. 3, Critical Reaction is $2.25. 5, Shipway is at $3.90. 7, Astia is $6.50. 6, Let's Get Animal, $7. And 1, Thistle Do at $8. But Critical Reaction, the short-priced favourite, at $2.25.
Well, she made us rich down there at Coral with Simon. And look, I think she's going to take some running down again today. 3.517 for me, Critical Reaction, out to the 1,300 metres, but she's an on-pace little filly, and she just brained them last time at Corowa. The run prior when Magnavale ran her down was very good. Sweet Knuckle ran third in the race, won on Friday. So the former owner is just first class. And if there's a second good thing of the day, then she is certainly it. Shipway, Jenny Hoy's got this going very, very well. Last one was good at the Sapphire Coast behind Monagle. And look, raced in restricted room there a little bit. It's got a good gait. And look, the speed is good in the race. It'll be right there. This Will Do was good when it won last time with the 61.5. It's got the same weight again. Gets an extra 100 metres. Shouldn't quite worry it. And 7, I thought was probably best of the rest here. Simon led all the way last time. This Astir at Narendra And it's racing okay. It'll be on speed again today. But looks like it'll outrun them here. Critical Reaction, 3.517.
So 3.517 there in race 6. And race 7, John, is the last. It's the Tarcoola Turf Benchmark 58 over the mile. Take out 10 Magic Thor, 11 Old Man's Angel, 17 Bossy Rose and 18 Iron Stride. And one My Blue Jeans for Danny Williams is $2.40. 14 Manhattan Zip is $6.50. 6 Bit of Faith, 7. And 3 Hanging with Willie is $7.50. 8 Bravado Lass is at $9. So My Blue Jeans for Angela Cooper. So this is her first day in the saddle, is it, John?
It's her first day today, Simon. What a thrill this will be for her. She's apprenticed to Danny Williams, and he's given her two nice rides today. So good luck to the little girl. This took me a long time to do this race. It's open as the heads. I made it 14, 4, 1, and 3. I think it's nearly his day, Manhattan Zip. But Corriba, I don't really know if that suited him that well back there. He had to get back and try and weave through them, Geordie Mullion. He's drawn out deep. I don't know whether that'll worry come late in the day. So I just thought his earlier form was good enough to give him a big chance here. And in an open race, I went his way. I'll give this another chance here today, the 4 Riverbend Chief. It got back and got in a lot of trouble last time. That was a 74. His earlier runs have been good. He's won at this track and trip from one attempt. So gate 2, he's going to put himself there. Obviously, My Blue Jeans with Angie's claim, it's in beautifully in this greater race. And now that he's back to his best form, he was a good solid winner last time at the Goulburn, and he appreciates a little bit of room in his races. So I'm sure this little girl will give him every chance. And 3, well, it's always there somewhere, Hanging with Willie, isn't it? A good win at Narendra last time keeps it under notice. Very tough race, Simon. 14.413.
So 14.413 in the last, and Allied Forces was your best overall.
We'll get the money early and play with their cash all day throughout the day. Race 1, number 2, Allied Forces is the best from Wagga today, Simon.
So you'll be in the mounting yard with China through the afternoon, John.
I'll be in the yard, hopefully, with the winners. China will have all the value. Should be a great day's racing on a Sunday at Wagga, Simon.
We'll catch up with you in a couple of hours. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks, Simon.